fake fade out. So
the fake out fade out.
Fake.
They did the fake out fade out, and then they hit you the again. Foo-foo. Yeah, the fufo. No, the fofo.
The fofo.
The fake out fade out. I loved that. That was my favorite part. Man, they don't write them like they used to.
Dude, Motown. That guy's voice.
Yes.
Don't write them like they used to. They don't. Nobody's got voice like that, man. That was a fucking man, you know?
And just the backup singing. The guys were nailing it back in those days.
Dude, I that's the second, I watched it before the show, just to, you know, whatever. I was trying to find the song. And then I watched it again. I can't help but laugh. Like, I wish you just want to, if you watch the video, they're all wearing these, like, tight, shiny, silky white suits.
The mashed potato song, Do the Twist?
Do You Love Me?
Do You Love Me? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
All right.
The Contours.
Okay, The Contours, Do You Love Me, video. Break it down for
us. These guys, they're all wearing these, like, white, silky, like, jumpsuits. And it's three guys on this, like, elevated small platform. Then they're doing the dancing in the backup. And the way they look and, like, the way they're dancing, you know it was just, like, a fun time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not taking themselves too seriously. Yes. You know what I mean? They know they look goofy as hell in these pants. They're probably both, they're probably all talking about how their buddies are going to make fun of them when they see it. You know what I mean? Just so good. It's so good.
I don't know why I was just thinking about it, but do you remember that cartoon, The Raisins?
Yeah, that was like the band that played at the movie theaters.
Yes, and I think there was a cartoon where they got into hijinks and various adventures. Raisins. I don't know why I thought about that. Well, I think they had some good backing vocals. Didn't they do all the Motown songs, actually? Is that why I'm thinking of it?
You better hope so, dude. You're kind of coming off a little racist here.
No, I thought that's why they got canceled, because it was kind of racist. Isn't that the whole thing? I'm pretty sure they were playing Motown songs.
I think you're just thinking of the gentlemen who were in part of Motown.
Well, Black History Month is over. I can say what I want.
Oh, wow. No, dude. Actually, I'm not even going to fault you. You got to go look at the picture of these from 2024 eyes.
Yes.
Holy shit.
No,
these things racist.
I'm pretty sure that it got canceled for the the characteristics of the characters. You know,
I don't know why, but intense. I like really, like in my memory, they were just like raisins with faces. But no, these were black men for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they played Motown songs. I'm almost certain. They rocked.
Yeah, you're right.
That was their shtick. They rocked the Motown music.
Yeah, you're wow, that just seems so racist nowadays.
Everything from the 1980s sounds and looks very racist nowadays.
I'm starting to see what you guys were talking about with the systemic thing.
Yeah,
huh?
Institutionalized. I got you now. All right. Yeah.
This is what you meant. Why didn't you guys say the raisins 4 years ago? That would have. I'm putting my fist up right now for George Floyd. You know.
Oh man, that's funny. I don't know if I got canceled for being racist, but probably somewhere along the line there. It was around for a few years. Definitely late 80s, if I recall.
Oh, 84.
84, okay. Mid.
Oh, no,
mid-80s.
94.
Yeah, it was in that range around the time. I mean, Pee Wee Herman was a kid's show at that same time. And I gotta say, I bet if you watch it now, there's some questionable material on those clips.
Maybe, dude. That is, it's crazy to think about where we went in our lifetime. Like, in our lifetime, when we were kids, this guy was on a kid's show. And nowhere near the show or any kids, he jerked off in a movie theater.
I know.
He jerked off in a movie theater you're supposed to jerk off in.
Yes.
Like, the whole point of that movie theater is to go watch porn and jerk off. You know? He, like, literally went to a place to jerk off to normal porn, and he did what he was there to do. Got kicked off the show. That was it. He was the worst piece of shit ever. It,
like, ruined
and
his
now
career.
We have, now we have grown naked, half-naked men reading books to little kids in a library. Like, what? Yeah. How did we do that in my lifetime?
Wow, we have really ran the spectrum there. Yeah, good call, dude. I mean, and I like how you emphasized the regular porn. Like, this wasn't some crazy, you know, wild no. gangbang super orgy with midgets and all sorts of kids weird stuff. Yeah.
No kids involved. That's what kills me. It was just the mentality of our society was, you are this symbol for the kids, right?
Absolutely.
And therefore, you shouldn't be caught doing anything. You even get caught jerking off in a movie theater you're supposed to jerk off in, around other adults jerking off, watching adults fucking on a screen. Even that was a bridge too far for us. You
right.
know what I mean?
We're yeah.
like, nope, not okay. You're around kids every day. You know, now we got tranny teachers walking around these schools. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Well, it's a couple months away. Where's June at, man? That's an exciting time. That's when we get the parades down the street, and you got the dudes with the dog masks on and the leather thong, and they're shaking their junk in front of the 5-year-old girl. That's always good times. Everybody loves that.
Yeah, because you know, equity.
We're in March now, and this is Women's History Month, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
Yes. It, nowhere. They're not talking. I'm almost positive. It's Women's Something Month. And remember, if you're a black woman, right, you get February, March. I forgot what you got going on there, April, May. But then you get June if you're a lesbian. You get 3 months out of the year to celebrate.
Women's History Month?
That's right. Yeah, because remember, wasn't March 5th or something, that was like the pussy hat day after Trump was elected? All the yeah. women marched with the pussy hats?
I guess, but I mean, I thought, I don't know.
The pussy hats.
So whose history are we not celebrating? Is it just white men? Is that we didn't have history? Or because I don't get what they're saying here with this. How is women's history separate from men's history? We kind of all have the same history, you know?
That's a good point. Like, can't we get a men's
history? It's not like in school we didn't learn about, what's that, Madame Curie?
Madame Curie, you know what I mean? Yeah.
They're not like, oh, that's a female. We don't teach about females. Let's talk about her husband.
Well, we got the Women's History Month. I guess it's good. It's good to remember the women. It's interesting call. We don't do any remembrance or celebration of the men. Maybe that's why our society is kind of sliding down the slope we're currently on. We do have, I guess, the 4th of July, which is celebration of the Founding Fathers and the signing of Declaration of Independence. So that's maybe the one and only White Man Day.
But that's not White Man Day. That's every American.
I know, you know what I mean? I know. Like, it's supposed to be for all of
that
us.
That is literally like, we all have the same history, guys.
Yeah, it's funny. And I'll be honest, I just would prefer not to have a day. I don't even like my birthday. I don't take my birthday off of work. I don't celebrate it. I tell nobody about it. I don't like having a day, let alone a week or a month, man. Like, celebrating yourself is just so, I don't know, gratuitous, or not gratuitous, what am I looking for? What's the word?
It's narcissistic.
Narcissistic, no, but I was thinking more of like eating yourself to death.
Eating yourself to death.
All right, well, either way, it's Women's Month, so I'm happy for the
ladies. I was trying to think of that word Kamala Harris learned the other day. Remember when she said it like 5 times? Yeah. What was that word?
She's learning words, and I'm losing them. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
Gratuitous. I think it was gratuitous.
Was it? No.
Yes, that's why I think it was in my head. I'm almost certain it was gratuitous, which is messed up. I think she burned it into my brain, man. Now I'm retarded like the camel. Catch up on the wall.
It was gratuitous. It was. I remember it being like, yeah. Yeah, well, it had to be, because I remember it, yeah. I think that was.
And what is the meaning, the definition of gratuitous? Maybe I did use the right word. I just.
Unnecessary.
All right. We'll go with that. I like it.
Something that it's referred to something that's unnecessary and mildly annoying.
Oh, yes.
Like Kamala Harris.
Yes, dude. You're psycho, bro. That was amazing.
But, dude, speaking of the VP and the president.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we got to talk about this fucking directed energy weapon.
All right. So, for anyone who's not on board with this tinfoil hat nut job conspiracy train, there is a belief out there that a direct energy weapon is responsible for what zapped Lahaina, and that the houses with the blue roofs are the ones that survive for some reason. The laser, I guess, doesn't attack the blue roof or anything blue. There's like blue t-shirts that survived, blue umbrellas. Then there was this fire that just happened in Texas, which people are kind of a little questionable about. But the direct energy weapon is really funny. There was a clip going around of a reporter from the UK asking Marjorie Taylor Greene, did I get that right? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And about Jewish space lasers, and I believe she told the reporter to go fuck themselves. And it's a really funny clip. But I have one that I think you sent to me, Mike, which is a quickie and a goodie, and it's Joe Biden in his senility accidentally admitting that these weapons exist.
Because a lot of, if you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they had the right roof on it.
I'll go back a little so you hear it again there. All right, where are we at?
One home sitting there because they had the right roof on it. And anyway, since I took office, FEMA provided Texas.
Yeah, we'll give him excuse me there. He definitely just admitted they had the right roof, meaning the blue roof.
That's what he said. Yes, dude. Like, literally, people were saved by, like blue tarps. Like, you just put a blue tarp on your house, and it doesn't burn.
So,
but everything else around it does.
We've got an ongoing theory here that it takes you about 2 to 3 months to join me on my nut job train. I distinctly recall...
Okay, but in my defense, man, what are the odds of the president coming out and admitting it?
I'm gonna go with you on this.
Did
like,
you hear about Taylor Swift? She might be the clone of it.
Clone of the satanic devil worshiper, man. I'm going to definitely give you some credit, though. I could see the unbelievableness of hearing somebody claim the fire in Lahaina was some sort of space laser that wiped out everybody in seconds. That's a hard one to come around to, and you came around pretty quickly in my mind. The blue roof thing was really bizarre from the get-go, but there, like, the smaller things that are blue really boggle the mind.
The umbrella... Dude, no, you don't understand. There are cars.
Yes.
The car is charred. There's nothing left but a fucking charred metal shell, and next to it is a blue umbrella.
I know. It's crazy.
Is that umbrella made out of titanium? What is going on
well,
here?
Well, what is the significance of the blue? Like, what does it mean? How is it possible that you'd be blasting a laser, but anything blue would save you?
Because the blue has something to do with the way it reflects certain wavelengths of light.
All right.
So then, in order for a laser to actually like heat something up, the object has to essentially absorb the energy, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy to think about. So if you're a human outside in Lahaina, and they just blast this laser, are you like insta-frying like you're inside a microwave?
What if they did all of Chicago on a Friday night, then all we have left is the Blue Man Group? They're still just like playing the bongos and there's no audience. They're just charred. Like, what? What happened to our... Yes! It, like, didn't even feel a thing.
Great call, man. And that might be the only way to survive, is to be a blue man. You gotta, we'll just be all painting ourselves blue to fight the government in the future.
I probably look good in blue, because bald guys look good in blue.
I like the blue camouflage.
Oh, for, like, water?
I don't know. I've seen the blue camouflage out there at the military, you know, outfit stores that they have, and
For, like, water missions.
Yeah, okay. Is that what they use the blue for?
Probably the Navy does. Sounds like something they would do.
It's something the Navy would be into. All right, yeah, blue camouflage. So that could be something
we
you could
have
rock.
Brown and green.
All right, well, I'm going to start basically wearing only blue T-shirts from here on out. I wear the blue jeans. I hope that's a good blue. And this is maybe the significance of that song, Blue. Remember, I am blue. Dabba dee dabba die, dabba dee dabba die, right? He lives in a blue house with the blue window. Dude, I think that was maybe he was telling us about the future.
No way.
And everything was so blue.
Man.
I think you picked the wrong one, actually.
I don't know what happened. The computer went haywire.
Yeah, man.
I was trying to play it.
It's a classic from the 90s. There it is.
Oh, yeah, I remember
this.
This
is prophetic,
song.
Man. Yes.
Yeah.
There it is,
He
dude.
Lives in a blue world.
In a blue house with the blue window. So this guy is surviving the direct energy weapon space Jewish space laser. That's hard to say. Jewish space laser that they are.
Now you just call it Jewish do.
Judo.
Judo,
yeah! All right, man.
Well, that's why I love how they're calling it direct energy weapon. It's like, dude, laser is already an acronym.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So they made an acronym. They, like, made an acronym for an acronym.
Well, know? Isn't the direct energy weapon like a mega laser with a bunch of tiny lasers in it?
Is it? You know more than me. You're the one that's right. You know, you're right on this one. I don't know.
So,
I don't know anything about this Jew laser.
Well, okay. First of all, let me just say the Jewish space laser thing. I have only heard from like media people mocking conspiracy theorists. But
who else can afford a space laser, Frank?
I'm just saying. That's Wait not in my kind of dialogue box there when it comes to the conspiracy, but. The direct energy weapons, from what I understood them to be, are drones that fly and have these, you know, mounted devices that essentially, you know, shoot these lasers down from the sky. But I also thought, and I have seen footage of, you know, battle cruiser ships that we have where they have gigantic super laser gun things that can shoot down drones from the sky.
Yeah, drones and missiles.
Yeah, so, I mean, the laser tech, I think, is, I think there's a spectrum, right?
But I haven't seen anything that's actually legit. All those things you see, all those pictures you see online of, like, the plane with the ball in the front.
Oh, yeah.
That's LIDAR.
I don't know what that is, but I'm going to assume it's, disproves
you know
the...
You know radar?
Oh, yeah.
You know what a radar is? You send out a sound and you send out a ping, and then it can tell where something is, or by the resonance coming back.
That's right.
LIDAR is the same thing. It shoots out a green laser, and then it measures the reflection coming back. It's how you could get really detailed images of like the like the ocean, if you want to look at the floor, or like
All right. And there are these images and videos floating around on the interwebs of I'm assuming it is this LIDAR, but people are claiming it's the laser beams being shot down and then the fires are happening. I feel like you wouldn't see the actual laser beam.
Yeah, I don't think you would either. I think it would be too... Yeah, there's no way.
I have this vision, again, of the Lahaina people where it just starts getting really hot really fast and all of a sudden things just start bursting into flame.
Although, I don't know if blue affects it. That means the light would have to be in the visible spectrum.
All right, so then it would have had to have been a laser beam that you could see visually. I don't know. That's kind of
No, unless it's, I guess it would have to be like an ultraviolet. Maybe if it's an ultraviolet.
I
gotta look into it.
Yeah, the blue stuff blows my mind. It keeps cropping up. At first I thought it would be dismissed and we'd never hear about it again, but it seems to kind of be gathering some strength. And I again thought there were some other recent fires, and people are claiming there's more blue survival going on.
Yeah,
the
one in Chile.
Okay, Chile. All right, maybe that's the one.
Chile,
I was thinking of.
Dude, it was the same exact thing. And I forgot what they said was happening in Chile, but they really think the U.S. like did it for political reasons.
Wow.
Yeah, to like help out somebody or something. I don't know. I didn't go too deep in it because I didn't believe it at the time. Then right. Joe Biden admitted it was true, and now I got to go back and look at everything.
Yeah, well, I've been contending for a long time when it comes to NASA and the space race and everything we see. It's all a show. I'm not saying it's fake what we do in space. I think we have fantastical weaponry in space. I believe that that's why we still are a superpower on the planet, because we are just dominating the space, man.
Maybe.
You know, like,
we got a pretty good Navy, too, you know?
Yeah,
pretty
but
good Air Force.
We got Jewish space lasers, bro! Come on, man!
I know, that seems pretty... That'd be pretty cool, though, to have a space laser.
I mean, you could threaten a lot of people if you got a laser floating around in space circling the globe at all times.
Oh, I know. I mean, it sucks for Lahaina, sucks for Texas, but, man, think about how cool we are now.
Pretty cool.
We got space lasers?
Pretty cool. Not out of the realm of imagination, I believe it was GoldenEye, one of my favorite James Bond flicks, where they're trying to stop Russia from utilizing like a space laser satellite. And that's,
wow.
It's like 1990 when that movie came out, man. So, I mean, we've been entertaining the idea of space lasers for a long time.
1990. Dude, I just thought, dude, they've been making 007s for like 60 years.
Since 58, 62, when's the first one? The first one was Dr.
Holy
No.
Shit.
So when did Dr. No come out? Was that 62? It's got
to
be.
It had to be early 60s, right? That was Sean Connery?
Yes, it's
yeah,
so 62. Good.
62.
Oh, Dr. No is...
Yeah. Wow.
Time.
That's
yeah,
60
man.
Years.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'd really.
It's gotta be the greatest franchise of all time.
Dude, I'd love it if they went back to the classy, smartass James Bond and left the action guy behind.
I don't know. Yeah, dude, the last one that came out was 2021. So from 62 to 21.
21? I didn't see that last one. It was too long.
No Time to Die.
I had no time to watch it. It was way too long. Absolutely way too long. Clocked in like 2.5 hours.
2:43.
Yeah, so, you know, the new Dune movie's out, and we attempted to watch the first Dune movie, and Emma fell asleep every single time, and I was like, hey, it's getting great reviews. It's 98% on the Rotten Tomatoes. It's supposed to be a great action flick, and we looked it up, and it clocks in, I think, 2:46 or whatever it is, and Emma just said, no, we'll watch it at home. Not even going to try. It was just a not yeah. even going to try. And then there was another movie that's coming out. Man, what was it? It was a 90-minute flick, and I got really excited about it. Oh, man, it's too bad. It's escaping my mind.
9/11.
9/11?
No, what did you say? What flick?
Oh, no, it was a 90-minute movie that's coming out soon.
Oh, I thought you said 9/11. I thought you said 90, like a 9/11 movie.
No. Like,
damn.
No. We could use another 9/11 movie, though. We're due. Yeah.
No, I think you got to wait about 40 years.
Oh, man, I want to hear the catchphrase. Let's roll! Yeah.
I think, like, 2041, we'll get a lot of information. Dude, craziest statistic. craziest statistic. Apparently, they spent more money on the Jan 6th investigation than any investigation ever in American history, even more than 9/11. We dedicated more resources to Jan 6th than 9/11.
More than the Warren Commission and the assassination of JFK?
More. Even if you account for inflation.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
I was giving it inflation in my head. I was just like, all right, but still outrageous, but okay.
Yeah, we've dedicated more resources to Jan 6th than anything that ever happened in history.
That's incredible. And here we are 10 years from the disappearance of MH370, man. Still don't know where it is. No investigations, basically.
Never heard of it.
Well, they can't tell us about the portal it disappeared through that was started by the three Tic Tacs.
Or that it accidentally flew into the path of a testing laser.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I should have painted that plane blue. Oh, I'm only going to fly on blue planes.
Yes, man. Southwest, I think they do the the blue plane, dude. That's the way to go.
Yeah, good call. You just don't sit in the tail section. That's where the orange and white are.
You're pretty hung up on the blue with this story.
Frank, he let that shit slip, dude.
I know he did.
That was like, that was such a weird, that was an old man not realizing he shouldn't say this.
It's creepy, too.
Come on.
Because they were in the right house?
No, because they had the right roof.
Did he say roof?
He said, he said there's one house surrounded by 20 that are burnt down, all because it had the right roof.
The blue roof.
That's what I'm saying! Painted blue.
Let me just hear one more time.
These areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they had the right roof on it.
The right roof on it, yes. Okay, all right.
Dude. That's what killed me. You spun me through a loop, Joe. Now I'm admitting Frank's right.
It's a bad place to be. It's never good when we agree on one of my nut job conspiracy theories.
And we're agreeing more and more often. People, look out. This is end of times. The waters are running in the Middle East.
Well, speaking of apocalyptic times ahead, I'd advise everyone to avoid New York because the crime is so out of control and the police apparently are so defunded. And they also have absolutely no room, according to Mayor Eric Adams. they're sending in the freaking National Guard to guard the subway now.
I can't believe this.
I got a clip for us. Are you down?
Oh, I love New York.
Oh, yeah.
Today, New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced new efforts to fight rising crime in New York City's subway system, which is up 13%, and that's just since last year. So Hochul is deploying a...
Okay, you caught that, right?
And it was already up like 20% from the year before.
They're going to drop some fantastic math, but they're going to be quick on it so you don't catch it.
1,000 state personnel from the MTA, state police, even the National Guard to help the city. Andrew Siff with NBC News New York spoke with commuters about the safety improvements.
Lately, I don't feel that safe.
Tricia Alexander said her commute hasn't felt great lately, but seeing police back on the platform helps.
What does that do for your state of mind?
It makes me feel safe. Now I feel like I got to look around my back all the time.
The return of 1,000 uniformed officers to the subway began in February and seems to be working. As we've reported, subway crime spiked 45% in January when the city ended its police overtime program in the subway.
Oh, yeah.
45%.
That's right.
I don't know if I could believe this guy. Are you telling me you put police somewhere, the crime stopped? I've never heard of this before. What do you call this?
Yeah, they just can't say out loud they got to fund the police. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, just say you were wrong.
I know.
We need more police. We're no longer a sanctuary city. Let's stop with, you know, we have to stop with these feelings and actually run a city.
It's so insane to me to just be so insistent on not admitting fault or that you were wrong or that you made the wrong choice or the wrong call. I mean, this, dude, you guys marched and burned the streets. You created Chaz. We let you. And then we defunded all our police across the nation, and every city now has rampant crime.
Yeah, and I love your idea. It was like, no, no, it was a good idea to defund the police. We just need to bring in the National Guard now. like what?
Now we need the military. Come on, man. It's craziness.
What do you mean?
The crime must be so bad that they're bringing in the National Guard. It's very sensational. It's very crazy. And the one thing that bothers me about it is you heard the lady earlier there where, you know, how reassuring it is to have the police force around. And, you know, she felt better knowing that there's more, you know, enforcement happening. I almost feel as if they took away the police to rise the crime so that way we beg for harsher crime punishment, which could end up being worse for us. You know, we may be ushering in, welcoming in martial law, essentially.
Oh, could be. You know, but no, I think they just, you have a lot of people with really bad ideas. Like, this whole section of our country that they I don't know, they're under the impression that people are inherently good.
Well,
and you know what I mean. I'm glad we got people out there that are that optimistic and that trusting in people. But the truth is, there's a very fine. There's a very thin layer that's just like keeping us in line. You know.
Yeah, and again, I think this was part of the World Economic Forum, like Agenda 2030 and all that jazz. I'm pretty sure they purposely wanted to destabilize these urban areas so that way the populace welcomes in kind of that iron fist rule of law enforcement.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, yeah, now they're happy that the military is coming into the subway.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
It's a little weird. You shouldn't be happy to see the military anywhere on your streets.
Well, the worst part is, though, now our military is all gay and trans, so I don't even know how good they're going to be at stopping the crime.
Well, they will all be fabulous in June, I can guarantee it. All right, let's keep rolling.
In January, when the city ended its police overtime program in the subway, the renewed NYPD surge led to a drop in February. But subway crime still up 13% this year.
When I'm on the subway system and I speak with riders, they say, Eric, nothing makes us feel safer than seeing that officer at the token booth, walking through the system, walking through the trains.
Mayor Adams said not only will the manpower...
Dude, I don't know what it is about this guy. I love him. I love any clip with Eric Adams, man. I can't get enough. He's so hilarious.
Yeah.
And simultaneously insanely corrupt. Like, the FBI is investigating insane amount of crimes involving his campaign team and all this, like, financing and pocketing of government money.
Part. You gotta really look into that case. He's really just surrounded by the most incompetent people in the world. Like, you look at the case, like, on the surface, and you're like, holy shit, these guys are just criminal masterminds. How did they? And then you, like, dive into it, and you're just like, oh, no, they were so stupid, they didn't know they were breaking the law half the time. They're just so dumb. You know what I mean? Every single person there is there because they're black.
Yeah.
You know? Not because they're good at what they do. And I'm not saying black people are bad at what they do, but when you only get the job because of the color of your skin, chances are you're not the best person at that job.
Well, yeah. Eric Adams isn't conveying a lot of intelligence here, but he's certainly an animated and fun fella to listen to. So I'm glad he's there to at least to explain the foibles of New York in ways we can understand. He speaks the common man language.
He does speak our language.
officer at the token booth, walking through the system, walking through the trains.
Mayor Adams said not only will the manpower continue, but bag checks will be back at major transit hubs within the week.
There's many ways that the state can even ramp up more support for protection of citizens and commuters on the subway.
Some riders say the renewed law enforcement focus should deter criminals, many of whom are repeat offenders.
It gives a person something to think about if they're even considering to do something they're not supposed to be doing.
Yet to be calculated, who pays the estimated $15 million per month in police overtime? Also, amid reports of more guns in the system and more slashings, the mayor wants to fast-track technology for metal detection.
They are doing an excellent job in identifying razors, knives, scissors, other sharp objects. To me, that's a low bar. I want to be able to identify a gun.
All right, so Wait,
you could find the scissors, but you can't find the guns?
I don't know if you noticed how creepy this got there. Basically, they're going to, we talked about, they're going to bring in the AI camera systems, and they're bringing in the heavy security. They're not going to be checking your bags. I mean, here we are, dude. We're welcoming in with open arms this security state.
Yeah, you're right.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, these people are all for it. Eric Adams, he's... you know, very excited to implement these new technologies into how we make your city more secure.
Yeah, but I wouldn't worry too much. I've seen this played out before. Who do you think it's going to affect the most? The POCs, and then they'll get rid of it next election.
Wow, you're right, actually. It's basically what's going to happen.
This is what always happens, dude. They get soft on crime because it's disproportionately affecting these people. And then what do? The crime goes up. Now you got to go really hard on them. And who does that affect even? You know what I mean?
Yeah, same cycle. What I'm kind of noticing, though, we're in like a more futuristic kind of time frame now. I'm getting big RoboCop vibes.
Wow. This is like the exact climate RoboCop came out in New York.
Exact climate. I'm not kidding. Like, yeah. In New York, very similar to that futuristic Detroit they had for the RoboCop film. So I'm sensing...
Was that Detroit?
Yeah, I think it was future Detroit for the RoboCop. Yeah, I believe so.
I thought it was California.
You know, 80s Detroit, still a place that was happening, I feel like. It was still, a hub. So they were still kind of basing storylines out of it. Now nobody would believe any movie taking place in Detroit.
But, yeah, set in Detroit. Good call.
Yeah, future Detroit.
1987.
It's a great flick, man. I love the RoboCop. And and I don't remember which RoboCop it is. Could even be the first one, but they have like the drone mechanical RoboCop, and it eventually turns on everybody in the boardroom scene and kills all the CEOs and everybody.
Yeah, I think that was too.
It was later on. But either way, how far away are we now from them busting out some sort of police drone system? I mean, we already have the teeny drones. I've seen several clips. They're actually they're busting them out for spring break this year on Miami Beach. They're tiny police drones about the size of like a little race car. And they're just going to patrol the beach and, you know... catch people doing things. So we're going down that route, but have you seen these drones? I think they're in China with the machine guns attached to them.
No.
I think it's in China. Maybe it was CGI, some sort of AI deepfake. I'm pretty sure in China, they got like armed robots that are drones and they patrol the streets. Or at least they had them.
People, when Frank's wrong, he is wrong.
Nice.
Frank, these aren't drones with machine guns on them.
Okay.
These are machine gun mounted robot dogs that are being that are being dropped in place by a drone. That's so stupid.
Sorry. The machine gun mounted robot dogs are already patrolling in China.
The drone is just dropping off the robot dog with a machine gun on its back, Frank. Couldn't be more wrong.
Sorry, I'm an idiot. Certifiable.
So scary. You know who else had... No, you know who's got the flying gun drone is India.
Okay, India. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Do you see what's going on in these countries? These are places where their populace isn't as armed as the government, so they're able to implement these crazy mechanisms on the society. But here, you know, if we started seeing robots with guns, people would start blasting those fuckers out of the street.
Yeah, dude, don't get near me with a fucking machine gun mounted robot dog.
Don't even put your drone near me. If it's a drone, I don't care what's attached to it, I'm going to shoot it out of my backyard.
You gotta make one of those handheld EMPs that shoot them down.
Oh, no, I have a handheld Jewish space laser, actually. I don't know if you don't have your space laser gun? 7%, folks. Yeah.
You got the 2.0 version. That's right. I'm sorry, the 2.0. That's terrible. Low-hanging fruit.
Oh, yeah, so China already with the... machine gun mounted robot dogs, and they're here talking about how, well, we got no cops or bringing in the military, but that could run dry soon because we're running out of military recruits. So we're going to have to bring in the tech. We're going to have to institute the high-end security camera systems with the AI facial tracking technology, just like in China. And you know what else? We like what China's doing there with their patrolling of the streets. Bring on the machine gun dogs, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we do everything a little gay in our military. We're going to have robot cats.
Oh, right. Wow. Yes. Well, here are humans dressed like dogs, right? That's what they do on...
It's just going to be a liberal justice.
Dressed as a dog with a machine gun strapped to his back.
Dude, that's hilarious. This is crazy. You just sent me down a rabbit hole now with machine gun dogs. Crazy.
The dog robots are really frightening because they can just kind of trample over anything and everything.
No, but it's really crazy because it's actually like India and China are kind of just like competing. They each made their own. Yeah, this is crazy. It's really, they're just competing with each other and they're arguing over which one's better, whether it's better to have a drone that could drop this animal anywhere or this robot anywhere, or if it's better to just have a drone that can go anywhere. But I gotta say, China, they might be right. Dude, because this drone could just pick up this dog and take it anywhere, but then the dog could go inside in basements, tight spaces.
The dog is the scariest thing. Like, it's the Terminator I could have never envisioned, but it's the most frightening Terminator.
I know. And this one has a drone that can pick it up and take it anywhere.
Oh, it's so scary, man.
That's fucking scary.
Imagine a drone plane, a gigantic, like, Boeing-style plane landing, and then the door opens, right? The giant gate unfolds, and just like an army of 100 of those dogs come storming out of it.
Oh, God.
Like, that would freak out. How do you fight against that?
Aim for the joints.
We need an Iron Man. That's what it comes down to. Can we get an Iron Man?
Jesus Christ.
Well, warfare's about to get really crazy, and speaking of which, have you heard what's going on in frickin' Haiti, man?
Nah. Oh, yeah, yeah, they, like, took over the capital city.
Dude, Haiti is going bonkers right now.
Dude, they showed a map. Dude, they showed a map, and it was, like, all red, and then, like, one little blue circle. And they're like, that blue circle is actually what the government still controls. You're like, what? What?
The history, I looked up the history of Haiti today at work, and it's pretty wild. It's the island where Columbus landed, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's actually, it's technically North America.
And it, well, it's gone through several ownerships, essentially. And it was the first place, if I'm not mistaken from what I read, where slaves rose up and took over the island and then ran the island.
Oh, wow.
And then, and so they had their, like, that was their independence. And then they've gone through all these different eras of takeover by different leaders there. I can only assume, the reason I was combing through it, like I did with El Salvador and Ecuador, all these other places where there's these wild destabilization moments, I try to kind of just get a quick glance at the Wikipedia or the history of the country and see at what point the United States kind of jumped in and fucked with everything. and sure enough, with Haiti, where is it? It's somewhere, 1915, U.S. occupation. We occupied Haiti for 20 years.
Sounds about right.
Yes, and so that's all you need to know as far as why there's any kind of wild, you know, coup d'etats or, you know, anything going on, civil war.
That doesn't sound anything like America.
I know.
Forget about that. Did you hear about Afghanistan? Oh, it's literally exactly what we did in Afghanistan. Okay.
Dude, just go through history. It's our freaking playbook throughout the world. And even here, you could argue it's what we did with Kennedy. It's just been coup after coup and destabilization after destabilization across the world over time. So here we go, Haiti. I just love, there's some really fun words in this one. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Haiti has declared a seven.
Oh, and I hope you have a tall glass of water. Sorry, oof, folks. Yeah. It's a thirsty one.
72-hour
state.
That
was the pause. She was getting a glass of water.
That's right.
Haiti has declared a 72-hour state of emergency after armed groups stormed two of the country's largest prisons, freeing as many as 4,000 prisoners. The jailbreak came as Haiti's unelected and deeply unpopular Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, was visiting Kenya to sign an agreement that would allow the deployment of 1,000 Kenyan police officers to Haiti as part of a U.S.-backed security plan.
He went to Kenya to get 1,000 soldiers to come fight these soldiers in his country? This is crazy, man.
Yeah, as part of a U.S.-backed plan.
Yeah,
this guy is backed by the U.S., and he wasn't elected, and nobody likes him.
He's an installed leader, a puppet. We love to do it. And yeah, they're taking back their country. This is crazy stuff. Wait till you hear the nickname of the guy doing it.
Of a U.S.-backed security plan. One of the most powerful gang leaders in Haiti, Jimmy Charizier, who is known as Barbecue, has...
Oh, did you hear it?
No.
The name is great, but you got to hear the nickname. All right, this guy's got the greatest... He's got the greatest nickname.
...in Haiti, Jimmy Charizier, who is known as Barbecue, has openly threatened to topple Henri, who's ruled Haiti with the backing of the U.S. since the...
You imagine, man? There's a gang like sweeping through your town, and the leader's name is Barbecue.
Yeah, but then you hear his real name, Jimmy Shushawaha.
I know. Well, if you look at the history of Haiti, it was taken over by the French after the Spanish had it from Columbus, and then they had their independence from the French. It's crazy. When the slaves rebelled, they went through the island and just massacred all the French revolutionaries there.
Wow, really?
And they wiped the place of the French, but obviously they maintained the fancy, fantastic names and the buttered cuisine.
Hope they didn't keep the snails.
That's right, it was a win-win for everyone.
...assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July 2021. Charizier spoke on Friday.
All right, this guy's going to lay down some hard truths.
We ask the Haitian National Police and the military to take responsibility and arrest Ariel Henry. Once again, the population is not our enemy. The armed groups are not your enemy. You arrest Ariel Henry for the country's liberation. These weapons that we have are not here to hurt our brothers who come from the same milieu as us. The poor take the streets and they trust us. These weapons are our symbol of freedom. With these weapons, we will liberate the country, and these weapons will change the country.
Wow.
I think you're wrong, because I've been informed by half of our country that you can't take over a government with them.
No, dude. Yes, thank you.
Right?
Oh, can't fight, man. The government. It's so funny, the battle here, the David Hogs of our country trying to take away weapons from the populace, and then simultaneously be on the side saying, there's these poor people in Ukraine and Haiti, and they need to be armed. They need their guns to survive and fight against their tyrannical forces.
If only the Palestinians had guns.
Right. Why would you need guns when you have the power of rape, man? Come on. You could just...
Well, your guns are useless against the government. Come on. They have F-16s.
Yeah, this is wild stuff. I mean, I loved hearing this guy talk about, like, hey, this is the people. We're taking this place back, and our weapons are our voice against the government, and we're going to use them.
Yeah. Oh, they should. Yeah, take your country back. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah.
Too close to the U.S.
Well, obviously, we've created this situation. We're probably backing both sides.
Yeah, you got to keep it destabilized, at least until the next earthquake.
Yeah. Right. That's, dude, good call. I was totally thinking about that. It was like 2014, maybe. It was probably yeah. 10 years ago, where it just wrecked the entire downtown or the entire city, Port-au-Prince, I think.
And then we sent like $5 billion there and built a soccer field.
Oh, is that what we did?
Yeah, dude, it was like this huge controversy.
Wow.
2010.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, apparently we sent all this money there, and then our government sent a bunch of money, and then following the money was a bunch of U.S. contractors.
Of course.
Who then took that money to build this, like, what do you call it? Like a rec center.
All right. See, and this is why I believe in the HAARP technology and the whatever weapon they've designed down in Antarctica that can create earthquakes around the world. I believe they do these earthquake situations in order to bring in the contractors and make some money.
That I believe. That I'm going to give you a very, very, I'm going to give you very likely.
In fact,
that is what's happening.
In fact, I would be interested to find out what companies bought in on the rebuilding of, what was it, Turkey and Pakistan with those two simultaneous earthquakes that basically wiped everything out and killed everyone. We haven't heard anything from them, huh?
Yeah, but there's no money there.
No
money. Haiti, you got the beaches.
I know. Haiti, they definitely want to destroy, rebuild. Who knows? That could be the next victim of the Jewish space laser. Right? You clear some backyard action for Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't think the land there is worth that much.
Right. Yeah, well, the Dominican Republic, isn't that the other half of Haiti?
Yeah, of the island.
And that's probably more valuable for the United States. We have one of the biggest MLB facilities, training facilities, I believe, at the Dominican Republic.
Are you making a joke or being serious?
I'm absolutely serious. I think it's one of the biggest in the world. We have a massive, the MLB has a huge stake in the Dominican Republic.
Is that why there's so many Dominicans in the MLB?
Yes, it is, absolutely. So I'm pretty sure it's Dominican Republic, where it's a huge place where they basically bring in all the Central American talent and train them up, and then if they're good enough, they send them over to the minors for a stay, and then they, you know, swing up into the majors.
Why wouldn't they do it in Puerto Rico?
I think the Dominicans are just better players.
Probably cheaper.
Yeah, and also, I mean, That island is pretty close to Florida, isn't it? No, maybe?
Oh, it's super close. No, Haiti is North America. It's on the North American continent.
Okay, yeah. And well, then so is Dominican Republic, right? Like the whole island.
Yeah,
yeah.
Most of the Caribbean. I think all the Caribbean, actually.
Yeah, we just own everything, don't we?
Well, if you're on the same continent as us, you know what I mean?
Well, it's interesting when we went over there and basically took it over officially in 1915. That was World War One time, right? So we were kind of just expanding and taking over islands, you know, wherever we pleased.
You could call it that. Some like to call it Manifest Destiny. got a little bit of a softer ring to colonialism, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we did with Guam and everything in the Pacific Asia area, right?
Yeah, Guam, Puerto Rico, American Samoa.
That's really
Which, why are they voting in the primaries?
Are they really?
Did you see that? The big
no.
news. Joe Biden lost a primary.
Who do
American
you...
Samoa.
No way. Who did they vote
lost
for?
Lost to some dude you never heard of.
Was it Dean Phillips?
No. I don't even remember the guy's name. It was like some dude from Samoa or something.
The
shit.
Reason probably being, I assume, wherever this place is, what'd you say, Papua New Guinea? What was it?
American Samoa.
American Samoa. I imagine they probably get a lot of international television there, and internationally, they are ripping Joe Biden to shreds for his senility and, you know, forgetfulness and general geriatric behavior.
Are they really? I know Italy, they're making fun of
all him. Countries. Yeah, it's universal on the international scale that all these late night shows and comedy shows everywhere, they're ripping on geriatric Joe.
The way they talk about it in Italy, dude, they can't, I mean, they think it's a joke that he's running. Like, they can't believe Trump is running at his age. And then they look at Joe Biden, they're like, this is what's going on here.
It's pretty bad, and he's looking worse. And it's funny that Italy is kind of throwing down some opinion on the Joe Biden situation, considering didn't they just go through the Berlusconi guy who was basically 70 years old but like having orgies on yachts and banging underage chicks?
Yeah, but now they got Mussolini, the female Mussolini.
Oh, Maloney.
Yeah, remember? And now you don't hear about Italy anymore because they elected this right-wing politician. And she's actually making things better. So now we can't talk about it anymore.
Is that what you're hearing from the local focal in the old Italy?
Italy, and I hear a lot about from Argentina.
Ah, they elected that firebrand, the fella who made all the waves at the World Economic Forum.
Milei,
yeah, man.
Yeah, I guess, you know, a lot of people are scared, but they kind of see what he's doing, and they're like already starting to see things start to turn around, which they were bankrupt. The whole country was broke. Like, they were literally, they had nothing. So.
All right. Makes the green the grass seem a little greener on the other side for us. If we turn this ship around and elect a different candidate, maybe go down a different path economically, gives us a little
RFK,
hope.
RFK. Vote RFK. I swear to God, that's our only hope right now.
Now that Trump's in, you got to assume they're gonna bring out the assassination attempt, right? Like, it has to happen now.
Yeah, man, maybe. I think just vote RFK, we'll be all right.
Oh, yeah? I don't know, man. RFK's got more of a target on his back than Trump. He's a Kennedy.
Yeah, they'll kill him for sure.
Absolutely.
One thing they're good at is killing Kennedy.
They might just shoot him no matter what, actually, because he's a Kennedy. I think he better look out, too.
Well, just because they're getting a little rusty. You know, they haven't done it in a while.
That's right. There's
been a couple of years since we killed the Kennedy, you
know?
There's
a few too many Kennedys walking around these days. We might need to trim the fat here a little bit.
We'll start with the old.
You know? Yeah, RFK, you're all in, huh? All right. I don't know if he's going to make it. Is he going to be the independent? Like, is he going to be the Ralph Nader of this election?
I think so, but you know how he's really a threat now? They stopped calling him Bobby.
Ooh.
Now it's purely Robert.
Oh, yeah.
So that means they're worried. That means they're getting worried.
Oh, man, I'm excited for Trump's nickname for him. I hope he's got something good.